So this is a poem that means a lot to me, so I used to read it to my sons. Read the whole book. The Grand High Witch. Down with children, do them in. Boil their bones and fry their skin. Bish them, squish them, bash them, mash them. Break them, shake them, slash them, smash them. Offer chocks with magic powder. Say it up and then say it louder. Cram them full of sticky eats. Send them home still guzzling sweets. And in the morning, little fools go marching off to separate schools. A girl feels sick and goes all pale. She yells, "Hey, look, I've grown a tail!" A boy who's standing next to her screams, "Help! I think I'm growing fur!" Another shouts, "We look like freaks!" There's whiskers growing on our cheeks. A boy who was extremely tall cries out, "What's wrong? I'm growing small." Four tiny legs begin to sprout from everybody round about, and all at last, all in a trice, they are no children, only mice. In every school is mouse galore, all running around the school room floor. And all the poor demented teachers is yelling, "Hey, who are these creatures?" They stand upon the desks and shout, "Get out, you filthy mice, get out!" "Will someone fetch the mouse traps, please? And don't forget to bring the cheese." Now mouse traps come, and every trap goes snippy snip and snappy snap. The mouse traps have a powerful spring. The springs go crack and snap and ping. Is a lovely noise for us to hear. Is music to our witch's ear. Death mice is every place around, piled 2 feet deep upon the ground. These teachers searching left and right, but not a single child in sight. The teachers cry, "What's going on? Oh, where have all the children gone? It's 9:30, and as a rule, they're never late as this for school." Poor teachers don't know what to do. Some sit and read, and just a few amuse themselves throughout the day by sweeping all the mice away. And all the witches shout, "Hooray!" Ha 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 ha.